Welcome to the St. Michael Daily Meditations for Lent. My name is Christian Basil, and I'll be leading our meditation today. Our theme this Lent is In the Garden. When Jesus faced his deepest trial, he prayed in the garden. As we struggle with our own trials, Jesus walks with us and calls us to a deeper life of prayer and commitment to God's love. As Jesus said to his disciples, "If anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me." A reading from the Book of Lamentations, chapter 2, verses 1 through 9. How the Lord in his anger has humiliated daughter Zion. He has thrown down from heaven to earth the splendor of Israel. He has not remembered his footstool in the day of his anger. The Lord has destroyed without mercy all the dwellings of Jacob. In his wrath, he has broken down the strongholds of daughter Judah. He has brought down to the ground in dishonor the kingdom and its rulers. He has cut down in fierce anger all the might of Israel. He has withdrawn his right hand from them in the face of the enemy. He has burned like a flaming fire in Jacob, consuming all around. He has bent his bow like an enemy, with his right hand set against like a foe. He has killed all in whom we took pride in the tent of his daughter Zion. He has poured out his fury like fire. The Lord has become like an enemy. He has destroyed Israel. He has destroyed all its palaces, laid in ruins its strongholds, and multiplied in daughter Judah mourning and lamentation. He has broken down his booth like a garden. He has destroyed his tabernacle. The Lord has abolished in Zion festival and Sabbath, and in his fierce indignation has spurned king and priest. The Lord has scorned his altar, disowned his sanctuary. He has delivered into the hand of the enemy the walls of her palaces. A clamor was raised in the house of the Lord, as on a day of festival. The Lord determined to lay in ruins the wall of daughter Zion. He stretched the line. He did not withhold his hand from destroying. He caused rampart and wall to lament. They languish together. Her gates have sunk into the ground. He has ruined and broken her bars. Her king and princes are among the nations. Guidance is no more, and her prophets obtain no vision from the Lord. Here ends the reading. These words from Lamentations express a profound sense of divine anger, a sentiment we may find uncomfortable or even unsettling. Anger is not something we often associate with God, especially when it results in suffering for God's people. In this passage, we witness God's response to the abandonment of worship and the embrace of idols by the people of Jerusalem. Instead of intervening to protect the people, God does not intervene. The invaders are able to siege, take, and destroy the city of Jerusalem and the temple. This portrayal of divine anger challenges us to grapple with difficult questions. What does it mean for us to encounter God as angry? How do we reconcile this with our understanding of a loving and compassionate God? And what does it mean to see God's action or inaction resulting in suffering? The reality of anger is that it is a natural part of the human experience. Even animals get angry, as anyone who has tried to pet an unwilling cat can attest to. But in our own lives, we often struggle with how to navigate and express our anger. In Lent, we confront our own anger as we journey towards repentance and renewal. When was the last time that you were angry? Maybe you lost control of a situation, or someone said something negative to you, or a family member did something that was unexpected, or something happened that upended the order of your life. Perhaps you were even angry at God. It's okay to admit it. I remember when someone asked me how I felt just a few days after we held a funeral for my mother. My reply was, "I feel like God is a real jerk right now." I was angry, and I was certainly angry at God, because this death was out of my control, and it was unexpected, and it upended my life. But God can handle our anger. In fact, lamentation, this expression of sorrow or grief, is an integral part of our relationship with God. Perhaps anger is even the most honest of emotional expressions, because it comes with all the misunderstandings and assumptions that we get wrong, along with all the love that was hurt or changed, and along with all of the emotions about ourselves, like humiliation, that boil to the surface. Anger is indeed a natural gut reaction. But anger is also something that is event-oriented. It's a reaction to an event that occurs in our lives and causes a feeling of loss or grief. For another biblical example, we may think of Jesus flipping tables in the temple, expressing righteous anger at the commercialization of a sacred space. But anger is not a permanent attribute of God, or Jesus, or of us. Anger is temporary. And just as the people of Jerusalem lamented and expressed their emotions in the face of God's anger, we are also encouraged to engage in a similar process of lamentation and reflection. In this season of Lent, we are invited to bring our anger before God, to express our frustrations, doubts, and fears. God knows the depths of our hearts and the complexities of our emotions, and even the pain of anger, because it is in this season that we recall the crucifixion and death of Jesus at the hands of the angry and frustrated people of Jerusalem and leaders of Rome. Ultimately, we are reminded that even amid anger, there is hope for reconciliation and redemption. At the end of anger is apology. As we reflect on this passage from Lamentations and the themes of anger, let us consider what needs to be resolved in our own lives during this season of Lent. Let us seek healing and restoration, trusting in the transformative power of God's love and grace. And may we find peace in the knowledge that even in the most difficult of circumstances, that they can be overcome through the promise of resurrection and the new life to come. Amen. Please join me as we continue with the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Almighty and ever-living God, in your tender love for the human race, you sent your Son, our Savior Jesus Christ, to take upon him our nature, and to suffer death upon the cross, giving us the example of his great humility. Mercifully grant that we may walk in the way of his suffering, and also share in his resurrection, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.